see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The well's gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Bible study I have from 8 to 9 p.m. And both are recorded. And you can listen to them on the archives. Also, let you know, if you would today, twice today, while you're listening, the first hour, and then once in the second hour, if you could for me. Take a visit on your internet to TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com. And when you go on there, you put in my name, Thomas Gambell, and what should pop up is my picture. Or look in the array of other talk show hosts. Look for my picture, Thomas Gamble. Either one. And then when you get to my page, when you click my face or my page pops up when you put my name in the search bar, you get to my page, click on the little green bar to the right of my face on the picture. Now, if you want to listen to it there, you can over Media Player or just click off the media player and go back into the picture, and that will take you back to my website. Or just listen to me there on TalkStream Live. Each time you go to the green bar, it moves up. It puts a vote of some kind that somebody's listening. So it moves me up. And those that leave, it goes down. So I'm trying to get it up to see about who's listening and so forth. Not exactly who, but numbers. So if y'all could do that twice, once this hour and once the next hour, I'd appreciate it. Today, I'm going to talk about the health care for the globalists, and if we get to it, gun control. And to show you some trends. And talk about the way they want to try to control our health care bills and what issues are involved here. It is a very large amount of information that I've got to condense into a short period of time. Gun control, that's a given. And I will cover that today. And we'll see how far we go into tomorrow. And, of course, Bible study tonight, we're going to continue on with the book of Daniel, which Daniel's about a little bit of history, but Daniel's about the future that's not yet happened. 2,500 years in the future. That's what the book of Daniel's about. How did Daniel know 2,500 years in the future? He didn't. God inspired him to write. Daniel had no idea. You can't understand the book of Revelation until you read the book of Daniel. The two combined gives you a picture. Same thing for Ezekiel and others. It's all part of a chain that God knew what he's doing. The individual prophets just wrote as they were inspired by God. Not conspired, but inspired. Big difference there. Let's dedicate the broadcast, and I'm going to throw a bunch of things at you today, what they're up to. Lord, thank you today for bringing us together in another Bible study, another broadcast. Father, we thank you for this network that we're able to operate here, Lord, in the circumstances involved. We thank you, Father, for how you worked it around for us. Lord, we pray, and in the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray, that, Lord, today you'll guide us and forgive me of my sins, Lord, that I lay them before you every day. That, Lord, you'll give me the words to speak. Father, I pray also for those that requested prayers for their homes, for their lives, for their families, for themselves. Father, in their walk with Jesus, that they'll be protected, that their bodies will be healed. And Lord, we need that supernatural power. Father, keep us protected with the blood of Jesus from the technology, the medications, and Father, the attacks coming outside. Father, we thank you for the King James Bible. Lord, it's your holy word that brings to us the word of God, that brings to us the way to salvation. Father, we pray for our veterans that's being targeted by these Illuminati, through the suicides, the drugs, psychotropic drugs and so forth, Lord, that we know is causing these suicides. And Father, those Americans and Europeans and all those being targeted, tested out by the Illuminati, by the Jesuits, by the secret societies, that Lord, that you bring us to light. Father, we pray for discernment and wisdom. Words to speak to those seeking your salvation. All these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come. And thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I got some shocking news to tell you that you better be aware of. And you'll know when I get there. And I got some audio. For me, video. For you, audio. And it's relatively shocking, and you need to know about it. Yesterday, we talked about the education. I wasn't sure how long it was going to last. It lasted a whole 2 hours on how they've controlled the education. Today in the chapter that they want to control your life. George Washington said, and I quote, "Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master." And George Will, he said, quote, "The Clinton administration emerging self-portrait is not a pretty picture, but it's becoming clear. It's a picture of an aggressive and comprehensive power grab." Now, that was in the 1990s when this health care started coming out. So health care goes back to Hitler. Health care goes back a long way. Universal health care practiced in Canada. And you independent Americans are trying to figure out a way to get you under it. So who says we have a health care crisis in the country? Not one insurance company, health care provider network, hospital, and no, not even American Medical Association. They don't claim we have a crisis. You know, fully 75% of Americans at one time was pleased with their health care providers at one time. Now health care providers are starting to act stupid, losing documentation, getting hacked in, hounding you for bills unmercifully, becoming bad characters. Gosh, makes you want to switch, don't it? Makes you just want to have a national health care. Imagine that. Police officers in the law enforcement acting like bad characters, some good ones and they're bad ones. Kind of makes you want to have a national police force, doesn't it? Get the idea? It's not accidental. Only the politicians and the media continually harangue about our health care crisis. And you know, could it be that these politicians have an ulterior motive, maybe? Back in the 1990s, Hillary Clinton said, and I quote, "I have advocated that we have to help structure people's environment," unquote. Really? And starting in the 90s is the overhaul of the healthcare system sneaking up on us. Back then, 14% of the entire nation's economy is part of the plan to, quote, "help restructure people's environment," quoting Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, looks like she's heading toward being appointed as president of the United States. Woo-hoo-hoo! How about that? I wonder if she's going to pick old Rhodes Scholar Wesley Clark. Excuse me. Rhodes Scholar Wesley Potapuff Clark of Kosovo. The failure that he did. Trying to start World War III, that boy did. I'm not going there. That really did. Wesley Clark. Rhodes Scholar, blood oath he took, just like Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons. He's a fraud like all the rest of them. The Freemasons, at the highest level. Freemasons, lowest level, you're going to be targeted by your own people. In health care bill, the government has a plan already to administer and provide health care for 260 plus million people. And you know, this goes back to the 1990s, which I speak of and from, because it leads us right up till today. And you know, these are the folks back in the 90s that couldn't even run a small post office for 435 House members, remember? So, has anything improved since then? If it hasn't, how do they possibly think that they can actually manage 1/6 of the economy? You know, there's those who also maintain that nationalized health care will be one of those government programs that's so costly, it's likely to bankrupt the country and destroy a small business. Would that possibly be a goal in itself? Got to remember one important point. Nowhere does the U.S. Constitution, which not even really is in effect now, nowhere does this U.S. Constitution give the power to the president to spend any money or draw up plans that need funding. In reality, he doesn't have the power anyway. He's the president of a corporation. The Vatican, the Queen of England, are controlling the United States and always have. See, the kings and the queens of this world, the kings in Saudi Arabia, the kings in, in Europe, we don't have any kings. We got presidents. You know why they're called president? We've been lied to the whole time. They're called president in the same way that you've got Ruby Tuesdays, you've got McDonald's, you got Burger King, a president of a corporation. That's why they call president. I guess in essence you could argue Burger King. Yeah. But see, a corporation has a president. We are a corporation. And unbeknownst to you, some of you may know this already, you're going to have to, the ones that don't know this, when they declare the national, when they declare the North American Union, NAFTA, when it becomes a reality, the United States will be divided into four regions. China, Northwest, Mexico, Southwest, more northern Canada, and eastern United Nations and assorted countries will split the United States into 10 regions, which is already done since February the 12th, 1972, by another traitor by the name of Nixon. He passed his plans when it failed to happen for dictatorship. You heard me right. It was passed on to Reagan. North, Orvith, Giafrida, FEMA, 1984. Jimmy Carter, Peanut Farmer, yeah. Didn't happen then either. But they let it stay, the plan, Executive Order 11647 by Nixon, that effectively balkanized the United States, into 10 regions, 5 states each, to be divided up into 4 sections, the North American Union to take over when the time happens. It's UN, UN administration. I saw this in Kosovo. It's called Balkanization. So first, these states must get all kinds of mad at the feds. They're going to have a reason to do it. It's called a dialectic. And then they'll get in front of Congress, their state, whatever the legislator, whatever. They'll have these spine-chilling, patriotic, chill-bump-making speeches. Rah, 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 wave the flag. States' rights, we're right back in the Civil War. Hadn't learned a thing since. Been dumbed down ever since. Council of Foreign Relations, we fight each other when they say go fight each other. The globalists, the Freemasons, Joint Chief of Staff, your legislators, your Democrats, Republicans that work together for the Council of Foreign Relations against you. Responsible for the deaths of World War II and Korean War, as evidence shows, is the Council of Foreign Relations. Will once again cause us to get angry, fighting with each other, say, oh, can't we all just get along? Yes, we want to. Okay. But we're going to split you up. Martial law. Give us your weapons. There's more to it than that, but that's what's coming. But health care bill will be a carrot. It's going to turn into a darning needle. They're going to stick it up the wazoo. What they're going to do. So they got to get you uncomfortable with the current institutions of law enforcement, education, health care, all of it. uncomfortable with the past system to accept the new one, and that is a proverbial Hegelian dialectic. Now, I'm not a lawyer or a doctor, but I do extensive research. Always challenge everything I say. Challenge what anybody says that's in some kind of authoritative position, i.e. radio, TV, writing a book or whatever. Challenge them, man. A preacher, a pastor, pope, rabbi, bishop, cardinal, or whatever they call themselves. You challenge. What you don't challenge is the King James Bible. Just learn it. Because it's the sovereign word of God, the only one. Everything else, man, go after it. It's wide open. King James Bible's right on. Everything else, you can't trust. Bible tells us to test the spirits. In healthcare, it's one way they're going to control the population. For the present, all of them are puppets. Putin's a puppet. Blair was a puppet. Obama, all of our press, all of them are nothing more than puppets. That's all they are. The real controllers of the human realm are the kings and queens of this earth. That's the real power structure. So, that's really kind of bizarre if you think about it. I'm a baby boomer. So ever since baby boomers been trained, classes, schools, all that, you always heard the American president is the most powerful man in the world with a finger on a nuclear trigger. You see, biggest bunch of baloney ever heard in my life. It's a lie from the day you were born. You heard it in school. You heard it in the Marines. You heard it wherever you heard it. America's the most powerful nation in the world. The president, the most powerful man in the world, was a load of baloney. The Vatican controls the president. The Illuminati, the Italian, Roman, controls the Vatican. The little worker bees for the families are the outside mixed up of the Ashkenazi Jews or the Reynolds family or DuPont. These guys, they want you to know about them. But the real controllers are the Italian, Roman, German inside. 26 major families. And most of you don't know the names for. They're all Italian, not Jews. Sit around councils, committees, Bilderberg, trilateral, all that, discussing, in this case, health care bill. How to control people through the health. And I'd say that's a really good way of doing it. All money appropriations, that includes national budget, must originate in the House of Representatives. Now, going back to 1990s, early 90s, that's where it all began. Billy Bob Clinton, I call him, his program was, in the 90s, laying the groundwork. It was less a health reform than political strategy. Now, a strategy outlined with, that's the word I want to use, beguiling frankness, and that by the pollster Stanley Greenberg. There was articles published in American Prospect in 1990 and 1991, and one article quotes old Greenberg. Now, Greenberg, you probably figure he's not Italian. He's probably not Irish either. Oh, Greenberg, he says, I quote, "Democrats need to discover broad-based social policy that sends a larger message. Democrats are for everybody, not just the have-nots. That means defending an enlarging social insurance initiative that reached the lower and middle classes rather than constructing safety nets that protect only the poor, unquote. Then he continues, he follows up with a comment, says, quote, for social programs that reach beyond the poor, encourage more and more people to become dependent upon the government. Remember that. And voters gradually become partisans of the program, from which they benefit visibly, but which they finance invisibly through general taxation or employer mandates. Partisans, too, of the political party seems most committed to keeping and expanding such programs to make you dependent upon the government. Now, Warren and Sam Hill have I heard that before? Where have I heard that before? To be just dependent upon the government. How's that work? I'm not going to go through all the steps, but suffice it to say, on the long term, it's about a 250-year program from democracy to dictatorship. And there's 8 steps in between. From democracy to dictatorship. And they guide these steps in one generation to the next. Guides the culture, whatever it is, to these 8 steps with a Hegelian dialectic to make sure it happens. It's very clever how they do this. From democracy to dictatorship, what they do, very quickly, I'm not going to give you the whole layout, not enough time. They put the culture in a bondage situation, whatever it may be. Women was no smoking, no voting, with the idea of a generation later to liberate them in the right time. Put the blacks in bondage at a later date to liberate them. Put the whites in bondage since, oh gosh, 1400. And then in the 1600s, make them the slave owners, but keep them in bondage, and they won't know it. That's what they did. Everybody was in bondage of some kind. Some knew it, and some didn't know it. The blacks darn sure knew it. The women later on, no smoking. You can't smoke in public. You're a woman. You can't vote either. They did that on purpose. Why even do that in the first place? Unless they had an agenda. Oh, they had an agenda. Because at the right time, they then would liberate that culture, that sociological segment, by design. You understand this? So if I was Illuminati, I'm planning another 100 years in advance. I won't do it, but my second or third generation, they will. Because they're trained. It's like a family tradition. This is amazing. People don't understand this. History is pre-planned in this world. History is pre-planned. And then they sit out and write about it and gear it toward supporting the Illuminati. Ben Franklin, I don't go into detail, but squatty man with funny-looking glasses discovered electricity, right? A good old healthy guy. No, he's a Satanist. That guy was a hellfire club. They found skeletons of children under his house when they excavated it last year or something. The guy was evil, man. Paul Revere, he's a Freemason. Most of our signers of the Declaration of Independence were Freemasons. They brought us, the Jesuits brought us the Declaration of Independence. They'd already planned the Emancipation Proclamation almost the 1700s. They knew what they were doing. Now, they reversed it with the white folk. See, the white folks been in a financial bondage since 1789. Didn't know it, though. But now, notice something. What's different? They're freeing the blacks, the women, and they're letting the whites know, Bunch, that you are under bondage. So now, how does this fit? Okay. You put the culture under some kind of bondage, depending upon the culture, the social classes, whatever. So now, this is amazing steps. So they put them under bondage with a plan of giving them a movement, a religion, something that will galvanize them. They have to have it to give them the next step of courage. If you're in bondage, you don't have courage unless you have something to galvanize you. A movement. What was the white folk? Fight for liberty and justice. Yeah. Freemasons pulled the mess off. Edward Bernays even, you know, fight for freedom in the early 1900s. It all came up with it. Talked about it around a round table. It worked, too. We had enemies. But back, I'm digressing. Let's go back. For the black folk, it was Emancipation Proclamation. It was freedom in 1860s. That was the cause of the Civil War. It was already orchestrated. They planned it that way. For the women, light up for freedom. They trained a number of women and said, now, go pull in recruits, recruit, you know, women. And the women didn't know, being recruited, that they were going to be used as pawns. In the very same way that homosexuals today are being pulled in, same-sex marriage, marching and all that, to their own destruction. They don't know that. The blacks, civil rights movement. Family, this is how they do it. The Albanians, Bale Kumtar, I've talked about that before. Serbians, Greater Serbia. Mexicans, the Aztlan, we want our Mayan heritage back in America. We want it back. Maya, the Aztlan. They all have that movement to galvanize them. So, bondage, you're depressed, you're beaten down, you're subjugated, you have no power, no courage, you're in chains, your hands are tied, whatever. Now let's give them spiritual faith. Let's give them a movement. Give them some. Okay. When you got that movement, you have courage. You start saying, yeah, we can do this. Yeah. But you've got infiltrators there that's guiding it along. And once you get the courage, then you step out, man, for liberty. Let's march. Let's riot. Let's make a difference. You still got people inside watching it, monitoring it. Pushing along, slow it down, pushing along, slow it down, sideways step. People don't even know it. So bondage, step one. Step two, you develop a spiritual faith. Step three, the culture gets courage. You monitor this every step. It may take a generation. It's passed on to each generation. And four, halfway there, they get liberty. The right to smoke, no more shackles, dissipate, whatever it is. Albania, the Albanians get Kosovo, something. They give them a carrot, man, give them a carrot. They get liberty. Now, when the culture gets liberty, you monitor it. They think they're free, but they're not. That's four steps. That's about 150 years. You can accelerate it. Slow it down by using a dialectic. Hegelian dialectic. Provide the problem. Get a reaction. You provide the solution also. You know the reaction will take the solution. That will become your next thesis. It works that way to control people. You generating crises, a war, an explosion, a natural disaster or, you know, something, a crisis, that you control as a globalist, that you can predict the behavior of the ones that's the victims, and you provide the solution as a good guy. This is exactly how it's done. There's a quote talking about the fourth phase of liberty that's pretty much describes it. The quote's out right here in front of me here in a minute, y'all. Quote goes something like this. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe said in the Maxims and Reflections of Goethe, he said, I quote, "No one is more of a slave than he who thinks himself free without being so." And Dresden James said, and I quote, "The ideal tyranny is that which is ignorantly self-administered by its victims." "The most perfect slaves are therefore those which blissfully and unawarely enslave themselves." Masons, you're slaves to the blood oath. You can't go outside your blood oath. You are a slave to the lodge. You can't do the right thing because it won't let you. Oh, yeah. Anyway. So you get liberty. Civil rights movement. Light up for freedom. Change legislation. All that. Now, once that culture, once that country, once that group of people, whatever it is, they get liberty, then you have step five, which is an abundance. Of what you didn't have before. Food, clothing, shelter. Nothing to worry about. Go to the store anytime you want. You can shop. You can. You have an abundance of free time that you can, whatever. You have work on your own. All kinds of things. You have an abundance. Abundance. Now, when the culture achieves this abundance, financial prosperity, etc., what happens, for the most part, is they become selfish. They want more of what they've got, and you can't have it. Is everybody like that? No, not everybody like that. But individually, as a group, yeah. Have you seen Black Friday? Come on now. It's called materialism. Materialistic. This is planned to break up families, materialism. You got people camp out on Black Friday. They want to extend it. People get tasered. You read about that last year. Maybe it happened this year. I don't know. But one woman had a taser. Man, she wanted some items or whatever. I don't know what they were on sale. She was tasing people. Get away. Get away. That's mine. People were fighting over the little skinny TVs and all kinds of stuff. They're testing the waters. They're testing to see if we are in that phase. Selfishness. Again, not everybody, but the majority, yes. They didn't have it before. It's mine, all mine. Stay away. Now, when people have an abundance, next step, they get selfish. You test it out. And the selfishness, it's all mine, stay away, leads to, I get everything I want. Nobody's going to take it. I just don't care anymore. It's called apathy. That's what happens. Now, to aid that apathy, they medicate using fluorine, using drugs. Other ways, TV, you medicate their minds, making apathetic. Now, here we come. The next step, and you test each stage with your social engineers doing questionnaires. Yeah. Trials and instances. Dependency. Dependency. develop social programs where the people are dependent now on the government. Sneaks up on them. When you get dependent to the government, that leads right back to a dictatorship and bondage. Every doggone time. Now, they can accelerate these steps, or they can slow them down if they're not ready. They cause them to happen anytime they want, but only if God allows it. That's the one wild card that they don't take into account. Because they failed all the way along. There's coming a time, though, when enough laws will be changed that God's going to say, okay, you got it, you want it. But it's a double-edged sword. Because once they get it, their time will be short. When God says, okay, you can have it, back before the flood, there came the flood. Yeah, they didn't keep it, by the way. That's how they do this. And they pass this on to each generation and test it. And for us, it's been 250 years. And this is not just a cycle. This is orchestrated cycle by design. That's the catchy part. If they're not ready, they just let it rest for a while. So, for social programs that reach beyond the poor, they encourage more and more people to become dependent upon the government. That's my point. And it's planned that way. So there you have it. The real agenda is clear. It's a vote-getting scam, control scam. And what they do is enlarge social insurance initiatives that reaches the middle class. Social Security, unemployment, food stamps, all sorts of things. And in order to encourage more and more people to become dependent upon the government. Come on, have kids, we'll pay you for them. China, we're going to kill them. America, have more, get more for dependence. Until such time that the health care takes a very ugly turn. And I'll tell you what they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that the health care for your children, while you're having all this health care, oh, I like this. Oh, yeah, I like this. They're working out the child euthanasia. So your disabled child or ADHD or whatever can suicide themselves, and you can't stop it because they'll have a child, International Rights of the Child Treaty signed, which overrides the Constitution, which doesn't exist anyway. You'll be under UN administration. Your child can say, I'm just tired of living like this. I'm going to die. How many children commit suicide already? You medicate them. Use this voice-to-skull technology. Can you imagine? And you as a parent can't stop it, or you're going to jail. And don't say this isn't going to happen. It's already doing it. It's already happening. Child Euthanasia Act has been used extensively in Belgium. Recently, a ruling in UK, a court order allowing her to kill her child was disabled, severely disabled. They always use something of that nature to get it signed, and it extends itself out to other reasons. That's how these people are evil. That's how they do it. So then you'll say, well, you know, the child didn't have a real good quality of life and should be able to die with dignity. You think so? Yeah, I think so. You think so? Yeah. Baloney. No, not at all. It took that child 14 days to die. So, come on now. Well, we got to get rid of this humanistic. We got to get rid of this people caring about other people. So let's integrate humanism into the education. Let's integrate it into the video games. Let's integrate it into the TV and the movies. Let's chip away at the humanity. Start with the children at 5 years old on the video games. Teach them to kill. Now you understand what's really going on. It's called death education. So the children, when they grow to adulthood, will already be set up for the humanist manifesto. Have no feelings for human life at all. Cut off from the families. Family, this is already happening. And you know, I'll tell you exactly the target date. You know what the target date is? The year 2025. Your great-grandchildren. 2025. Graduating class of 2025 is the ones they're working on to control. That year 2025 is documented, by the way. Healthcare is a way to control people. They make you sick, give you cancer. Cancer is a man-made disease. Pat Robinson's full of mud. God brought this upon people. He's a 33rd degree Mason. He's such a liar. He is a Mason. I have no respect for these people, and they're not men of God. No way possible. These people are frauds and can be proven. TBN, 700 Club, get far away from these people. These are Freemasons, Eastern Stars, at the highest level. The lower level Freemasons, they don't know a lot of this. You have people who want to do good, but they're being lied to. They use them in these programs. Healthcare. Clinton had a plan back in the 90s, and I don't know the real status of it to date, but when Clinton's plan in the 1990s, in the year 2000, appeared to be abandoned, but they brought it back up. But there's other plans, too. You know, you got to let your legislators know, this is too late, that what you want is a plan, a health care plan, that allows freedom to choose medical providers. Instead of having one assigned to you. To allow individual freedom to choose medical plans. And as if it was possible to maintain the confidential doctor-patient relationship. But being that they're Freemasons, they're doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, whatever, their loyalty is not with you, but their blood oath. That's what they don't tell you. And allow individual freedom to choose or refuse any and all treatments. Well, Miss Jones, you know, your child here, we've diagnosed him, whatever, and they have, I'm sorry to tell you, ADHD. I'm sorry. So they're going to load them down with all these ungodly drugs, Zoloft, who knows what else. To calm them down. So they get them hyped up on the sugar and the soft drinks and monster drinks and whatever. And a kid, just being a kid, is going to be hyper anyway. Then they say, well, no, he's got ADHD. There's no ADHD. These psychologists are just pseudo-doctors. That's all they are. Don't care where they come from, Harvard or whatever. The demonic realm is real. It has a lot to do with making people sick, psychologically imbalanced, and so forth. And the medication as well. Now, some of y'all that are new to my broadcast might have a little problem with that, but I got to mention it because that is one of the major issues of being sick or mentally with problems is there are performing possession. But here's the point. At 6 years old, they're given Risperdal, Metadate, Floridol, Chlorindine, triazinolone, which is for sleep. So you get them all hyped up, then you got to give them a drug and put them to sleep. Now, if you don't do it, you're a poor parent. Here comes CPS. Miss Jones, you're not taking care of your kid. We still are missing the drugs. You give them the drugs, you're a poor parent. Why? Because I'm not giving them the drugs to kill them. You see, that's how they're going to do it. I was told in research and checked it out and so forth that I don't know the status of this plan. But back in the 90s, these plans were submitted to, good plans were submitted to Clinton's. Of course, they will ignore him anyway. And one of them, I was told, was H.R. 3918/S-Sierra-1807. What's called is the Santorum Graham Medisave Bill. And the plan set up medical savings accounts, guarantees patients ultimate choice, gives them the power to contain medical costs. Now, I don't know the status of it today. If it's a good bill, you know that during the 90s, early 2000, they would find a way to discredit that bill. A plan could be universal, totally portable, without setting up huge federal bureaucracies. But where it is today, I don't know. There's other plans out there, but people worried about it? No. You will when they pass that Child Euthanasia Act. But that's not all. No. That's not all. Here comes the other part. To tack on to this health care bill issue, a lot more than people realize. You know the HPV vaccine, cervical cancer, right? Study was done. HPV vaccine is linked to premature menopause in young girls. Epidemiologist for a CDC says, quote, he would never give his pregnant wife a flu shot, cervical cancer vaccine. And then he got a cervical cancer vaccine, a probe that kicks off. Did you know? That India, France, stopped using the HPV vaccine, or is trying to study it now and find out why it kills so many girls. One quote that I found was HPV vaccines, 34 deaths reported in 1 month. Were these doctors hiding somewhere? What's the go silent? What's the deal? I got another article, HPV vaccine, 49 sudden death and 213 permanent disabilities, the silent plan to poison your child. And that's the truth. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's actually true. They got probes going out now. Japan, quote, halts HPV vaccine. It begins a full-scale probe over safety issues. See, some of these countries aren't putting up with it. In Texas, Governor Perry, he tried to make it mandatory in 2010. Parents, legislators went after it, and they stopped it. Sure did. You know the HPV shot is also targeting young boys. Now go figure. Why young boys, too? They give them reasons. Family, I tell you what the HPV shot's for. It's to cause miscarriages by design, to sterilize your young girls. That's what it's for. That's the only purpose of it. That's the reason. Now, as a matter of fact, let's do this. Then you got the Affordable Care Act that Obama's trying to slip in. They got new stuff coming in. That they didn't have back in the 90s. They say that February the 15th, back when, was the last day to sign up. Where is that status now, this Affordable Care Act? They got all these acts floating around, man. Keep us all tied up, busy, confused. Chasing our tails like cats. Now, I want to. What is this Affordable Care Act? What is this thing? You think it's going to go anywhere? You know, it's supposed to, if I understand this correctly, make health care affordable, available, but it's doing the opposite. Obamacare is destroying the health care and making it much more expensive, and it puts the IRS, the government, in charge of your health care. Now, they all lie. All of them do. They said that it keeps our doctor, and that it would, you can keep your doctor, and it would reduce costs, but it don't do that. Actually, the nutcases in Washington, they want a single-payer system. The government's totally in charge of health care. There comes your dependency. Socialized medicine. Even the people in Canada and Europe, they used to go there when they could afford, if they could afford to, because they had to wait so long for treatment in the socialized medicine program. That was the catch to it, was the waiting time. They plan it that way. You see, old people can't wait that long. Hospice can't wait. You can't just say that in hospice or when they're severely, you know, some kind of physical. You know that they can deliver the medication through your microchip? It's designed that way. You don't have to take your medication. It's administered through your microchip. It's attached to your body. That's amazing. Well, what's going to come out of it, they're going to really focus on the, HPV shot because it helps control population control. That's real important for these people, is population control. So let's take a little look here. At a little testimony for you. And then you decide on your own. About these acts they're going to start putting on us. That several other nations have already stopped. For example, the HPV shot. So let's see what this says. Here we go.
You have the human right to make an informed voluntary decision
Barbara
whenever
Fisher.
You're going to take a medical risk that could hurt you or your child.
There are questions being asked about the vaccine known as Gardasil. About 8 million American girls have gotten the vaccine, but is it safe? Here's Cheryl Atkinson.
The hope is that Gardasil will prove to be a lifesaver, preventing deadly cervical cancer. But today, Merck's HPV vaccine is dealing with a growing number of reports of serious side effects. Jamie Venice passed out and had a seizure after her Gardasil shot. She was lucky compared to Amanda Ratner. She came down with an illness so excruciating she had to take morphine. Her parents, both doctors, blame Gardasil.
She's gone from the position of being a competitive varsity lacrosse player in high school to somebody who's chronically ill.
Gardasil was approved in 2006 for girls as young as age 9. The conservative-funded public interest group Judicial Watch has obtained more than 8,000 adverse events reports under Freedom of Information law.
The reports reveal everything from massive wart outbreaks to seizures and paralysis. Of 18 deaths, nearly a quarter cited blood clot.
Hi, my name is Becca. I got my second Gardasil shot in January of 2008. Now it's November of 2008, and I've had problems every day ever since.
One of the reasons that I'm here is the toxicity of vaccinations as they have been used for such a long time in this country.
My concerns are the absence of any adequate safety studies looking at the long-term detrimental effects of vaccines used in childhood, and the almost cavalier continuance of the process of introducing more untested vaccines into a schedule of vaccination that is already appalling in terms of its scientific underpinnings.
You know, according to the documents, the FDA has known since 2003 that the HPV virus does not cause cancer. And that in most cases, HPV is a self-clearing from the FDA's website. It says, quote, infections caused by HPV actually pose no danger in healthy women and are usually short-lived. And from the Journal of the American Medical Association, August 2007, no significant evidence of a vaccine therapeutic effect was observed in analysis, and it's unlikely that vaccines or vaccinations can have a significant beneficial impact, unquote. And you know, you could ask the question, it begs the question, you know, why are legislators mandating HPV vaccines for non-sexually active sixth graders that enter public school? Why? And males, too. Nobody asks these questions. Well, the reason is that it would be too dangerous to vaccinate sexually active girls. And because HPV is so common in sexually active girls, vaccinating them with Gardasil would dramatically increase the rate of cervical cancer, as stated in the Journal for American Medical Association. And you know that vaccination with Gardasil of the women who are already seropositive, carrying the virus in other words, have been found to increase the risk by developing precancerous lesions by 44.6%.
If I had never gotten this shot, I would be a normal teenager, and I wish I could go back. How I describe the back pain is more like being stabbed in the back with a knife, and at the same time having someone put a lighter under the muscle. It's just a horrible pain. I wish there was a way to cure this, and I hope that they can figure something out, a treatment plan. But I can't plan for that. I have to think of my life if this never went away.
ask the question, if the HPV vaccine is not safe, as three countries already stopped it, it's not effective at preventing cancer, then why are they trying to mandate the HPV vaccine for sixth grade girls? Isn't that a good question?
The current climate of vaccine
Dr.
science
Lawrence
is very controversial.
Polivsky.
The information that we're being given that I was taught in medical school is not consistent with safety and efficacy. As we see the number of vaccines being added to the schedule, we're also seeing a tremendous increase in the number of chronic illnesses in children.
Vaccines have never been
Bart
shown
Klassen,
to
MD.
Promote health. And one of the things that's fraudulent is that certain public health officials and others have declared that vaccines are improving health. It's always been, well, if we decrease hepatitis, then we're improving health. Well, what's happening is we're decreasing viral hepatitis, but we're increasing asthma, we're increasing peanut allergies or obesity, type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes. So health really isn't improving in the population at all. What we're seeing is a change in the disease mix, where we're seeing less infectious diseases, but we're seeing more autoimmune and inflammatory conditions as we stimulate the immune system.
In November of this year, Gabby was diagnosed with inflammation of the central nervous system as a result to the Gardasil vaccine. She suffered from two TIAs, or mini strokes. She is now vomiting on a regular basis. She is dizzy, experiencing pain throughout her entire body. She's experiencing things that none of us could fathom our children ever experiencing.
Hi, my name is Karen. This is my daughter, Megan. We spread her ashes here November 15th. She passed away on that day, and we are desperately begging the Obama administration to please investigate this. We need to find out why these young ladies are losing their lives and why so many of them are sick.
Most doctors I know have stopped giving this vaccine because of the safety issues around it now.
As a gynecologist, Dr. Jacques Moritz sees the deadly effects of cervical cancer. He is also the father of an 11-year-old daughter.
I'm not going to have my daughter vaccinated right now.
Why not?
Because I think there's other ways to prevent cervical cancer, the old standards, pap smear, routine exams. And this vaccine, I just don't know enough about it yet.
It was official. I had had an adverse reaction. I lost the ability to walk. I started falling down. I needed help. I had head pressure. This is very hard to talk about. It's pretty much taken 2 years of my life away. I'm going to be 23 next week. And I feel like all my hopes and dreams have been ripped from me. I can't go to school. I can't be normal. I can't go out with friends. I can't have a good time. I can't handle noise. I can't handle conversations. This vaccine has to be taken off the market.
Now, some actions that have been talked about is to search the internet and blogs for vaccine type research from non-government sources, or demand the right to decline vaccines and government-forced invasive treatments. But in comes international rights of the child on the tail end. See what they got. And CPS. See, they're getting their bases covered. Support bills that strengthen parental consent and religious or philosophical and treatment exemption laws. Use religion. Expand state laws on personal sovereignty rights. Have your student or children hand out vaccine information or literature at school to independently inform students of the risk of the vaccines. You know, you might follow your own guidance and do your own research and make an informed decision. It may not affect you directly, but it'll affect friends of people you know. Because this is a real thing. It's what's going on today. But nobody, see, now, go back to those 8 steps I talked about. See how it works? People become apathetic. Now you see. When they get apathetic, they don't do these things. And so when they get apathetic and the government's trying to, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, these guys, are trying to get the rebellious spirit going to justify martial law. It doesn't work. They know this already. They know this. They got to hire people like Bundy Ranch, like Occupy Wall Street, like the marches in Ferguson and rioting. They train them. They put cops in the middle dressed like the marchers, and they're the ones causing the fires. And this is, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's for sure. See, it's all kind of played out like a reality show. Why? Because people are apathetic. Why? Because it's been made that way. Okay, so we'll fix it. We'll hire people. And then we'll use that as justification to declare, pass a law, declare martial law, whatever. That's how it's really going on. It's like a TV reality show and played in real life. But it's fraudulent. It's orchestrated. It's not spontaneous. It's not real patriots. Football players come out in the NFL holding their hands up. I surrender. The silliest thing I've ever seen in my life. They got T-shirts saying, I can't breathe. Oh, for goodness sakes. That's so socialistic, it's not even funny. It's all put on. You see, it's a fraud. They put on TV, and the real public, oh, they got a riot in Ferguson. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You see, apathetic, because we've been made that way. In a study, October and August 11th of 2011, a study was done, as they always do studies, with an estimated 1 to 10% of the vaccine injured population reporting, and with significant category increases compared to August 11, 2011, October and August, was this. Disabled was 780 in October, 763 in August. Deaths was 104, 103. Today it's 144. They had 4 deaths in, I think it was Japan. They said, India. They said, enough's enough. That's it. No, we got 144. Did not recover. 4,000 in October. 4,898 in August of 2011 in this study. Was 4,777. Abnormal pap smear, 467 in October, and August, 430. Cervical dysplasia, 177 in October. And 157 in August. Life-threatening in October, 457. In August, 444. Now, emergency room visits. Y'all sitting down? 9,312 in October. And August was 9,115. And out of those that was hospitalized was 2,335 in October. In August was 2,307 were hospitalized. An extended hospital stay, October 208 and August 201. And those with serious results were October 3,155, in August 3,111. And total adverse effects in events, was 23,000 in October, 982. And in August was 23,388. When are people going to learn? And stand up for this. Stand up against it. When you Freemasons are going to get stop being stupid, renounce that blood oath and help people, darn it. You're honorable men, right? You tell the truth, right? No. That blood oath keeps you from doing it. How come you don't help everybody that's not a Freemason? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And you Joint Chief of Staff. Quit sitting on your hands. Renounce the blood oath. Stop being stupid. Take the four stars off your jacket. And do something right for a change. Are you too cowardly? Because you've given your life over to a Council of Foreign Relations? Yeah, we know about that. The people that listen to my broadcast, they know about the CFR. I don't have to go into that. Well, what's this all about? Alfie. It's called depopulation. Two very, very evil men in our history. Not only two, but two specific ones. Kissinger and Alexander Haig. Highly contagious and highly evil. One's dead, one's alive. NSSM 200 depopulation plan. And then another Luciferian and Satanist, literally, by the name of Jimmy Billy Bob Carter. Jimmy Carter, peanut farmer, continued the NSSM 200 by Global 2000 depopulation plan, which would in effect planned out by the Club of Rome and Bilderberg to depopulate. Am I getting through to anybody? What's it going to take to get you out of that apathetic stage? Shake it off. Get your councils together. Get your communities together. Tell the school to take a hike. Who really runs this country? How about you school teachers and your doctors that are working for this? You're afraid of your jobs, I know. Is that an excuse to give wrongful diagnosis of ADHD or other name that some people can't even pronounce and put drugs in their body? Nurses that are Wiccan, teachers that are Wiccan with a nice smile and a little head bun, but they're Wiccan. The good teachers, they walk a straight and narrow because it's their job, so they keep quiet. When they say, well, you know, I'm just going to do the right thing, they'll warn them, then they'll fire them. That's how schools, I talked about that yesterday. I'm getting down to it. You see, somebody's got to do something. And you Christians out there, well, God's going to take care of it for me. Who do you think it works through? He works through you. You don't sit there and wait. God, come on now. Where are you, God? Come on. You do it for me. No, he works through you. You pray for power from him. And then you go do the walking. You go do the knocking on the door. You all get together and make that a school administrator stand up straight and listen. You get a couple of hundred people together and get the legislators off their butts and say, are you a Freemason? Then you either renounce the blood oath or we're going to find somebody else to replace you. Challenge that judge out there. Are you a Freemason? Before you judge me, I need to know if you're a Freemason. Do you take a blood oath? then I ask you, please, sir, to recuse yourself. Because it cannot be a fair trial. And it wouldn't be. Yeah, well. See, this is how those 8 steps work. And they put people into this condition. Then they got to make things happen, making it look like it's spontaneous. And it's not. Because everybody is medicated, watered down, and apathetic because of the steps. It's been orchestrated. Vaccines don't work. They don't work. When printed on a poster, repeated ad nauseum by Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, embedded claim that vaccines prevent communicable diseases, impart lasting immunity, might sound nice to the low-information masses, but the science doesn't reinforce it at all. Family, they put formaldehyde in these darn things, trimisterol, all kinds of nonsense garbage. Mercury, where do you think autism comes from? Among other places. Vaccines. What do you think starts the pandemic? Vaccines. But here's the catchy part. Watch this. And watch. Well, you can't watch. Just listen. You all are the informed masses. Now, the first step is not to believe me, but to challenge it. So you're going to go back. You're going to look at all what I'm talking about. Determine whether it's true or not, so forth. Then you're going to become educated in it. But you are such a small, small number of people. When you find this out, you're going to go to everybody else. Oh, John, you know what I found out? What? You're one of those conspiracy. Oh, come on. So they're not going to believe you. Some will, some won't. The other masses, man, they're watching TV, going golfing in Hilton Head. They're, you know, they're working their butts off. Commuting, whatever, doing all this, they don't have a clue what we're talking about. Not a clue one. So they're not worried about them. Because they got these lying clergymen out there, 25,000 plus, trained by FEMA and Clergy Response Force, to tell the Christians to adhere to Romans 13, to do everything the government tells you to do. Well, it's not exactly true. You refuse to do what you know to be wrong. That don't mean you go out and get you a 5.56, M16, magazine fed, gas operated, shoulder weapon. No. It means you refuse to do it, and you're going to get the wrath of man. But you refuse to take the mark. You refuse to get the vaccine. You refuse to whatever it is that they're throwing at you that you know is wrong. But the clergyman will tell you not. They got you on both sides. But here's what they're going to do. Those that don't know, come get your vaccine. Okay. Thank you very much. And there they go. Now, the ones that say, well, I'm not getting that vaccine, which I'm one of them. I've been asked to go when I go to the VA. They said, you want your vaccine? I know better than to ask you. And I said, ask me what? And I smile real big. I got to ask you anyway. And they ask me what? About that vaccine thing? Oh, Tom, stop. I said, well, I got to ask you anyway. I said, go ahead and ask me. You want the vaccine? I said, you know what the answer is, don't you, this time? Yeah, no. Tom, I had to ask you anyway. I said, I know. Was that fun or what? You see. Okay, so what they're going to do is now they're going to separate the ones that are the sheep. They get the vaccine. The ones that, I'm not taking the vaccine. I know what's in it. Okay, no problem. They got a bus waiting for you, you see. Because then they know you're the free thinker. You're the one that takes initiative. You're the patriotic, whatever. So they got you covered on that. It doesn't matter what they do. God's in control anyway. Separate the wheat from the chaff. Wheat and the tares. Family. All things are possible through Jesus. And yes, death is coming. But I've never been afraid of death. I joined the Marine Corps. You think I was afraid of death? Joined the Marine Corps? No. But now, I'm not afraid of death for another reason. If you're afraid of death, then you got to be afraid of life. You walk around afraid all the time. You do. You can't sleep. So these talk shows, these TV programs, these others say, you're going to die. Here comes a meteorite. Fukushima, 50,000%. Oh, yeah. 50,000% increase of radioactivity. Oh, my gosh. Lord knows whatever else. They come at you, just cause you fear and worry. When you got fear and worry, oh, gosh, they make money off of it. And fear and worry, you start losing faith. You go to God last when you should be going to Him first. That's what to do it for. You know that vaccines, according to Dr. Tejada Okubayanch, whoo, that's hard. He addressed these issues and other vaccine facts in her book on vaccine illusion. Destroys many modern myths surrounding vaccination. She says that not only do vaccines not impart lasting immunity, but they actually destroy the body's natural immune capacity, leaving many vaccinated individuals immunodebilitated throughout their entire life. I know, even when CDC admitted, they love to tell you what they've done after they've done it, and before they do it too, they do that. Baby boomers, about 30 million of them, 1952 to 54, when you're a little old baby, you got that old polio vaccine with that big old mark on your chest on there. Well, that thing hurt. You know, they put cancer strain in 30 million Americans, polio vaccine. Yeah, it did. Whole idea, smoke, drugs, Woodstock, Vietnam, you name it, was to reduce the life expectancy of the baby boomers beginning in the 60s. Because by the time in the 70s, baby boomer, you're going to be a daddy. Yeah. And you're passing on the sovereignty and the family structure and all of those things you learned from your silent generation, 1930s, 1940s, parents. So they chip away each generation by design. Who's they? I'll tell you who. Tavistock, behavioral think tank of ignoramuses in Britain, in UK, social engineers. Tavistock controls virtually every college today. Behavioral think tank. Evil to the absolute core. Controlled by the Royal Institute of National Affairs, the Illuminati in England. Y'all ever had a tea cake? No. Crumpet. Trumpet. Oh, whatever the heck it is. Anyway, so that's what's going on. I don't look at this lighthearted at all. I just have a certain way of putting things across. It's my nature. Vaccines have never proven safe or effective. Every single study uses evidence that vaccines are safe, erroneously compares side effects from one vaccine to side effects from another vaccine, and effectively cancels them out. You know what HCG is? HCG? Woman gets pregnant, right? And she produces naturally HCG from the pregnancy. Is that right? Isn't that right? Well, it so happens HPV has got HCG in it. Yeah. So when it goes in the system, the three shots, HCG is injected, no pun intended, into the body. It's in there to stay. And then she gets pregnant. The HCGs clash. Pshut, miscarriage. Boom. It's like that. It's what causes the miscarriages. A cycline kind of storm where the one HCG cancels out another one causes miscarriage. I'm going to give you a big picture here in a minute. And you're not going to like it. I'm going to tell you anyway. And they're not going to succeed at it either. Vaccines. First vaccine was a complete failure. The industry tried to cover it up. Little do most people know that the first vaccine ever produced for smallpox was a complete disaster. Health consequences and those who received it include syphilis and death. And concerted effort was made at the time to cover these outcomes up, push vaccines anyway, because they're highly profitable. But the other reason was for depopulation. Did you know in 1870s, I think, 80s, thereabouts? When was it? I remember exactly the date. They put smallpox in blankets for the Indians. They gave the blankets to the Indians. They had smallpox in it. They killed a lot of them. Yeah. Vaccines are a major cash cow for the drug industry. Highly profitable for drug companies, which aren't held liable for damages. Some of them have been held liable, but not often. Look up pharmakia, pharmacy. Pharmakia, Greek, root word of pharmacy. Well, look up the Greek word pharmakia, which is the root word of pharmacy. And you'll find it in Greek, it means sorcery. Alchemy. Sorcery, witchcraft. That's what it means. Hello. They use scare tactics. When you find out, when you get a text, you're working or you're home, and you get a text from your kid, you've educated them on vaccines and all that, and one Wednesday morning or something, I don't know, you get a text from your kid, and you say, well, what's this? It's supposed to be in class. What's he give me a text for? Mom, they're giving me vaccines today. Oh, man, you're going to be high telling at that school. You're going to tell your work place, I got to go. I got to go. Or you're home. Pew! Don't you know you won't be the only one? That's what's going to happen. I think it's happened already. They got security there, don't they? Why, isn't that to protect the school from the terrorists and all that? Being that Sandy Hook was a false flag anyway. No. No. The security there is to protect the school from you. And probably some former Marine father that's really ticked off, and he's going to get his kid out of there one way or the other. Now you see what's going on. They're going to have Europeans there. Military. All vaccines contain deadly chemical additives. The average pediatrician will be very hard-pressed to provide packaging inserts that outlines vaccine ingredients to the clients. Parents need to know that all vaccines contain deadly neurodamaging chemicals like aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde. And they got something called MSG, monosodium glutamate, antibiotics, and even genetically modified organisms. Aluminum causes Alzheimer's? Aluminum? Yeah. A family. In the year 1900 A.D., exactly, 1900 A.D., not generally, but in the year 1900, they started putting fluorine in the water. So you'd have a big, nice smile and white teeth. Then they had these stupid commercials in the 40s and 50s with toothpaste with fluorine in it. Well, fluorine is mass medication chemicals used in the concentration camps by Hitler to medicate his internees. It was used all extensively from the year 1900 up to 1940s. Well, there's an Illuminati family by the name of Reynolds. And Reynolds, their assignment is tobacco and aluminum. Yeah, aluminum. Yeah, aluminum. You know, some of the chemtrails have aluminum oxide. That's where you see the colors like rainbow in little blotches. That's aluminum oxide. That's where the colors come from. Now, aluminum causes Alzheimer's. So what was going on back in the baby boomer days, fluorine, the chemical, in the water, plus the aluminum percolator, aluminum pots and pans, mixed together when it heat, kids were coming up with chronic fluorosis of the mixture of aluminum and fluorine. Yeah. Causing boils on the butt and on certain parts of the body. I know for a fact. And they started putting in the Pablum baby food. Fluorine. Yeah. Now, that's a problem. But here's something else. 1880s, you have Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola ain't called Coca-Cola for nothing. Coca-Cola had a little bit of cocaine in it to get you addicted to Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. You know, you can clean off rust with Coca-Cola. That stuff is like an abrasive or whatever it is. It can clean off rust, man. It can clean up metal. It dissolves stuff. It dissolves a nail. You follow me here? And so they put the Coca-Cola, after people were addicted to it, they take the cocaine out of it. Remember they changed the formula? Yeah. And they put sugar, tons of sugar in it. Tons. Don't sugar make you a little hyper? Oh, baby, having fun? Yeah. Release fatigue, baby. Oh, yeah. Okay. Man, there's kids in the down south that drink Coca-Cola for breakfast. Pepsi-Cola. Yeah. Well, now, you add the Coca-Cola to the aluminum can, and it, over a period of time, I'm not a chemist or biologist, but I think you got a problem there. When you got Coca-Cola that has an effect on aluminum, and you got kids drinking 3 or 4 Cokes a day, by the time they're adult and old, a little Alzheimer's kind of kicks into you, and they accelerate it with vaccines. Why? To reduce the population, to get rid of the baby boomers and their children, to have the next set of children that are humanist. That's why. I get right down to the nitty gritty. To kill us off, reduce our life expectancy, so they can come up with their humanist manifesto. And this is how they're doing it. And you Joint Chief of Staff, you can take your so-called stars and stick it where the sun don't shine. You're a bunch of cowards. Because you know what you're doing. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I can say this because I don't fear you. And I know what you're capable of. And I know that you probably at one time had honor. Maybe. I don't know. Did you? You got, you know, a salad bar on your chest. Well, what happened along the way that you lost your humanity? You lost your soul. Sold it for a dime. You will not get away with it. Because there's a judge out there that you will not escape, no matter what you do. That's a promise. In the meantime, there's reports that unvaccinated children are getting healthier. Now reports are coming out about that. International studies looking at the health outcomes of unvaccinated children compared to the vaccinated peers have repeatedly shown that the unjabbed are generally less afflicted with allergies, autism, behavioral disorders, autoimmune dysfunction, and respiratory ailments. Imagine that. You know, concerning the flu vaccine, for example, a study published in the journal Clinical Infectious Disease found that individuals jabbed for influenza are 550% more likely to have respiratory problems. And you know, vaccines cause lifelong incurable diseases in some children. You heard testimony of HPV as one. You know, it's one thing to have a localized swelling or temporary fever symptoms, right, that follows vaccines. But if your child is one of the unfortunate ones because of DNA that develops the permanent nerve damage, what's it called? The form of Guillain-Barre syndrome. For instance, he or she would require long, lifelong care and treatment for vaccine damage. Autism, brain damage, where it comes from. And vaccines do kill, and we've already shown, adults and children. When your baby comes out of the hospital, if you don't let them have the vaccines, they turn them into a pincushion, you're no good parent. And Child Protective Service is waiting there with the teeth. Some reports, one example of this is in famous Gardasil vaccine for HPV, which to date has injured and killed tens of thousands of adolescents and teenagers worldwide. And vaccine companies can't be sued if you or your child is harmed by vaccines. Vaccines really are as safe if they are, as the jab pushers claim they are. Then why was the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act passed in 1986, exempting vaccine and drug companies, as well as health practitioners from liability in the event of injury or death? Why? You know, in 2011, Supreme Court affirmed injured parties can't sue vaccine companies for injury or death related to vaccines. Now, if you know of cases where they have won, I'd be interested to find the circumstances, how they got one. You know, natural exposure to disease is the best vaccine. Truth be told, the only way to truly develop a vibrant, lifelong immunity is to live your life as you normally would, but without injecting dead, in some cases live, viruses, chemical adjuvants into the muscle tissue. Natural exposure to whatever disease it is the only way for the body to develop permanent antibodies that protect against disease. Evan, I'm really not into organic food, but it does say it works. Healthy lifestyle, which they try to keep you from it. So they try to get rid of organic food or try to put GMO. That's what that's for. You know, I'm not a doctor, biologist, or chemist, or theologian, but I do an extreme amount of research to make up for it. Nobody has all the answers. What I find out, I report, and I can connect dots. And I'm not afraid to say whatever the dickens I want. People say, Tom, you got to be careful. I said, why? If you're careful, that means you're afraid. If you're careful, you're going to hold back on something. I can't afford that. So I can't be careful. It's my attitude. Never have really been careful. Might have wanted to be careful sometimes, but no. So what are y'all going to do? Prayer. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Pray for the way that people get together. That some of these people in control will see the light. That's why I talk about it, and I can provide the evidence. And I talk to those that I think maybe might hear, so they'll know and hear back what they're really doing. Maybe some of them will wake up. So why are they trying to control birth? Cause death? Well, I'll tell you why. At least partially. First thing they're going to do when they have total control, and they've been doing this all along, behind the scenes, is one of their steps when they assign the world leader, I have it documented, that they're going to eradicate. They're going to eradicate racial characteristics. They're mixing all the races together into one culture. You're going to kill off everybody else. White, black, Chinese, Indian. As a matter of fact, Dr. Brock Chisholm, World Health Organization Director, 1948 to 53, said, and I quote, on Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, said, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. So what they did was cause us to fight each other, cause dissension for generations, so we get tired of it and come together, and then bring everybody to the North American continent. I've explained this before in detail, but today I'm kind of glancing over it. That's what the North American continent was all about. Family, this is documented. This is not a theory. That's why we're the cultural diverse nation of the world, is planned that way. Then when they do that, mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. Then they're going to render the masses docile, obedient to the masters of wisdom, which is contrary to really truth. If they were wise, they wouldn't be messing around with God. But they talk about mass medication. This is why they're going to, why they've brought in the energy drinks. It's why they're going to legalize marijuana to medicate you. This is why they have the electronic cigarette underneath your chin. First with tobacco, legalize marijuana. Do the math on that. I got to imagine the restaurant technology, restaurant business will really increase. In any case, fluoridation fit that plan since the year 1900, till technology we developed with everything else. Now, here's the part I want to tell you of why they're doing strict population control. After those steps are completed and are ongoing, their plan is relatively centered around the increase of the world's population that they say is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers that will result from unrestricted births. Despite the fact that starvation and want are brought about by their diabolical controls. So when they have beauty pageants, and I hear them ask one of the contestants, if I'm watching it, hadn't seen one of those in decades, what would you like to do as one of your projects? And she says, real cute like, I'd like to solve world hunger. I'm fit to be tied. Because family, the world hunger is orchestrated by the Illuminati to kill off people. It's not like there's world hunger because of overpopulation. Family, they're using world hunger as a weapon designed. You see, so there's no way they could ever solve world hunger when the governments worldwide are using it as a weapon. You see what I mean? That's reality. And so what they've got there, Rockefellers, talks to their elite in meetings and so forth. They've got them convinced that there's an overpopulation of the world. World population is overpopulation. And there's not, in reality. They keep telling them that you are the ones that's going to lead mankind to the next level. And they are lying to them. So now what they're going to do in the depopulation is the Illuminati, when they have total control, they will decide how many human beings are required to serve the state. And the efficiency experts will advise how many of each type of human being will be born. Because selected males picked for their mental or physical features will father the human race by means of artificial insemination. Now you see what they're up to? And this goes back a long, long time ago. Very long time ago. They've been working this boat ever since. Women who've been specially selected will be used as human incubators. Extensive experiments, was carried out behind the Iron Curtain in the field of science in the past, well, since 1955 is 37 years, so take it back to 1920s. That's heavy. Right under our noses. And so, these steps in this conspiracy have been accomplished. It'll be a simple matter to erase all knowledge of God, Humanist Manifesto, erase it from the human mind by brainwashing, systematically applied. That's why they're shooting for year 2025. They're hoping the baby boomers by then will be dead. Their children will have less of the sovereignty and family structure and all that embedded in their psyche. They work on them too. But their children, they're hoping, they're planning by manipulating the education and everything else for them to be the first group of brainwashed New Age adherents. That's what they plan. Well, God's got other plans. And he will rule. I don't think people realize this judgment is just talked about in YouTube videos and some missionary. We're going to talk about the end times, Daniel. Do you really know what that's going to happen? Do you have any idea what's really going to happen when that thing kicks off? Oh, no, they don't. Not at all. You see. We don't know when all that's going to take place. Family, live your life, but not in fear. Don't let them put fear in you. Your choice. Worry. The way you solve worry and fear is you make a decision. Of course, then again, make sure it's the right decision. If it's not, you got more worry. Oh, yeah. Anyway. Family, we're coming into the program, y'all. Oh, power in the name of Jesus. That's what it's all about. People that know me know that I've changed, say the least. Still got some of me in there. I'm still working on that turn the other cheek thing. That's a hard one for me. I'll have to admit, I'm not, you know, perfect. I'm working on it. I am working on it. I'll let y'all know before we got to go that John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, has highportradio.net, highportradio.net, and he plays my broadcast and my Bible studies on a random basis. He's got sponsors, he does, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And check those sponsors out and use them up there. Website, Watchmen for Jesus, and my Facebook is watchmenforjesus.com. Facebook is Watchmen for Jesus. Tonight, Bible study, we'll talk about Daniel again. And we'll probably talk about the rest of the week. Daniel's telling us what's going to happen. But you got to include the book of Revelation as well. Or you won't be able to understand Daniel. And without Daniel, you won't be able to understand the book of Revelation. And both of them won't give you something exact because it's not written that way. It's written to tell you what's going to happen, but in a way that you'll know when it happens, but not when in the future. No man knows the day or the hour. Well, that's what it means. Tomorrow we'll continue on, and I think tomorrow we'll hit, well, it kind of worked out. Yesterday was education. Today was health care. And tomorrow is gun control. Well, there you go. And we'll see where we are at that point tomorrow. Well, family, I don't have any loose ends that I can tell right now about this healthcare thing. You kind of get where it's coming from, a depopulation plan they have, that they're not there to help you. But, family, the idea is to get closer to God now, not wait to the last minute. This is really the solution. God could let this judgment, this tribulation that we see coming, for whatever reason, another generation. I mean, after all, Daniel's 70th week was supposed to happen when Jesus Christ came to Jerusalem. He was rejected. He knew it would be rejected, but he came anyway. Crucified him. He rose again. He's coming back, and that will be the completion of the 70th week of Daniel. This earth is not going to escape judgment by Almighty God. It is not going to happen. Everything from the day of creation to the day of Nimrod and when he came in, everything in between the sacrifice of children, the wars, the evil, every single human being involved will be judged. This earth will be hammered. Not like a ball peen hammer in a bucket of sand. God will remember his son on the cross. He'll remember Jerusalem. He'll remember Israelites that turned their back on him twice. Jacob and Isaac, they failed to bring the word of God to mankind. Scattered them all over the place. 70 AD, tore down the city. Aren't they going to get the idea eventually? And then Israel today has turned their back on the Lord. That's his business. But he's going to hammer Jerusalem and Israel like a 10-penny nail in a bucket of sand. Because they're going to sign the peace covenant, Daniel 9:27, with the Antichrist. And don't you know, that's going to tick off God awful bad. So these preachers out here that follow the hexagram, the Star of David, which is a witchcraft sign. Oh, yeah. Better buckle up. Because God's going to hammer him. But that's God's business, not ours. Our business is to tend to his business, which is spreading the gospel. God will take care of Israel. That's where the 144,000 come from. Because it'd be a remnant that will most certainly say, we love Jesus. Well, family, y'all have a good night, and I'll see y'all tonight. It's Bible study 8 to 9. And tomorrow, 4 to 6. Thank y'all for coming by, and hope you found something out today. I learn something new every day. Always something. This is never ending until the time it does. And boy, who buckle up. See you all tonight, 8 to 9, or tomorrow, 4 to 6. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. This is your watchman. I'm signing off. Good night.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day.